You're listening to UnitedWeStrike.com Radio. Don't buy, don't comply. Ask why. UnitedWeStrike.com Radio.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the UnitedWeStrike.com Radio Marathon. It is Saturday, January 10, 2015. I am Matt Navarro, host of New Old Order Report. Right now, we'd like to bring on Deborah Tavares, always a wealth of information. She's got a lot to share with us today. Deborah, welcome to the show.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for having me on the show. Yes, again, my name is Deborah Tavares. I run the website www.stopthecrime.net. Everyone that's listening, pull your pins and paper out right now, because I'm going to be giving you quite a bit of documentation that you need to be aware of, and I will go over parts of that. Go again to stopthecrime.net. I'm going to be talking about some of the links that you're going to see at the top of the website, and those links that I will be talking about are global strategic war plans, and kids for profit and eugenics in the school. We're going to be talking about water wars and primary water today. And we're also going to be talking about what the climate action plans that are requiring each and every single one of you, whether you rent, own, or lease a building, you are going to be required to reduce your CO2 emissions, all based on fraudulent science. We have a lot to cover, and some very important aspects of which you all need to be made aware. Awareness is how you can make different decisions. Awareness is how you can choose not to consent to much of this. We're not going to be able to have much impact on certain aspects, but there are aspects of this that you can. Again, we are in a forced demolition globally. And, of course, many of you realize that nothing is as it seems, and the system in its entirety is broken, for humanity's sake, at least. And we have not only a secret shadow global government, as all of you know, we have secret shadow local governments in all of our cities across the entire planet. They're feeding in these plans that are going to require all of you retrofit your homes to meet new energy requirements. Now, I'm going to refer you to a YouTube, because I have so many documents to cover today, that I'm going to hope that you're going to watch this YouTube that we have up. It's entitled, Who is Running America and the Climate Action Plans? Again, Who is Running America and the Climate Action Plans? You can also find that on our YouTube channel on stopthecrime.net. We have many newly posted YouTubes. We have YouTubes where we're at a city council meeting utilizing our 3 minutes, that is a false perception of requested dialogue from community members. That's not at all what it is. In fact, it's obvious we have manufactured consent without our say involved globally. It's all the Delphi program, started out of the Tavistock Institute for Mind Control, representation of meetings. It's gone into the United States via the RAND Corporation in Southern California. It is a mind control aspect of controlling all meetings. It's very common now that your local city governments hire consultants, trained consultants, to manipulate and lead the meeting outcomes. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that either, because I do discuss that again in the YouTube, Who is Running America and the Climate Action Plans. Don't just think of this as who is running America. This is a global occupation, and it's important to understand that. While I do refer to documents specific to the United States, in general, this is the same situation globally. For anyone that cannot download documents that we have on stopthecrime.net for free, because all of the documents we have are free for you to download. If you cannot download the documents, you can contact a print shop, and for the cost of printing and shipping, they will download these documents that I'm going to request that you all download and have them in print. These are critical documents. Call area code 707 786-9558. Once again, area code 707-586-9558, and that is in Northern California. Now, I'm going to just outline a document entitled The Report from Iron Mountain. This was a report that was being worked on prior to the assassination of John F. Kennedy. The report was completed after Kennedy was assassinated, and it was given to then-President Johnson in the United States. The purpose of the report was to determine the minimum and optimum levels of destruction of life. Again, to determine the minimum and optimum levels of also property, all property, and also the destruction of natural resources. The report also talked about organized repression of all minority groups and the reestablishment of slavery and the deliberate poisoning and pollution of all the air, the water, and the food supplies. And again, the long-range planning and budgeting of the optimum number of lives to be destroyed on an annual basis every year to decide how many people should die in overt warfare was a large portion of the report from Iron Mountain's priorities. There were many priorities in this report. Of course, the invention of global warming. Global warming was invented. So there is an opportunity to, of course, download this document, its report, the report in its entirety from StopTheCrime.net. I also would recommend, if you haven't yet, watch the documentary on the report from Iron Mountain. It is not the same as the report itself, but it is critical that each and every single one of you understand the preparation, in their words, that was told to all of us, and you will see how they have moved forward. Another document download is NWO Exposed by an Insider, 1969. Again, NWO Exposed by an Insider in 1969. The purpose of my recommending that you download that from the resource tab on StopTheCrime.net is you will see how the plans that were designed back in 1969 have moved forward. Now, those are documents that I'm recommending as a foundational document base to the documents that I'm going to be talking about in just a moment. It's critical to lay the foundation so that you understand where we came from. Another extremely important book, I don't normally recommend books because I like documents in their words, but I think it's an easy read. While it's a very disturbing book, it is entitled The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, by retired Judge Dale. Again, The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, by retired Judge Dale. Now, it's also important for all of you that are listening in the United States, and this in many ways applies globally. It's just different documents where you may be outside of the United States. But we know it's an established fact that the United States federal government was dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act of March 9th in 1933, and it was declared by President Roosevelt. And in fact, the receivers of the bankruptcy were the international bankers and the United Nations, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and we also never knew, we were never taught in school, that all the United States offices, officials, and departments have been operating within a de facto status in name only under the emergency war powers. So it's important to understand what we were never taught, how the conversation that we could be having today could have happened, where we are now. We all recognize that our lives are being massively manipulated. We don't have any say in this manipulation, and it's critical to understand why we don't have any say. And I would recommend that you go to your next city council meeting or your next county board of supervisors meeting or a school board meeting, whatever meeting. All of these boards are incorporated and they do not serve you. They will give you maybe 3 minutes to talk, but you have your say, and then basically you're to go away. It's the illusion of creating a representative government to keep all of us in line while this shredding of everything under advanced technologies creeps in and literally seeks total mind control with interfacing with our brains. This is important to understand, because while you still have the ability to think, you must. And understanding what has happened and where we are is, in my opinion, utmost importance. We have been denied the education that we all could have had and we still now can have, but it's up to you. We're going to be talking briefly, too, about the sexualization of our children in school and documents that we have found on university websites about teaching virtual child pornography to the children. Our children now are being scooped up into school programs at the age of 3. They want 3- and 4-year-olds now to be enrolled in school full-time. Whether or not a parent is working or not does not matter. It is now going to become a requirement as soon as they have the infrastructure, the buildings set up for these programs. And they call it C2C, meaning cradle to career. Now, this is advanced MKUltra programming, important for everyone that's listening to understand. When you go to the link on StopTheCrime.net, it's imperative to read the documents that Planned Parenthood has given to the children, as well as documents orchestrated by the Packard Foundation and other nonprofits are already distributing to children in California and in Oregon. You can look at these documents. The link under the banner of StopTheCrime.net on the home page is entitled Kids for Profit and Eugenics in the School. You will be stunned, startled, and saddened. I would recommend that also everyone watch this YouTube. It's entitled Weapons of Mass Instruction. Again, Weapons of Mass Instruction. It is by John Taylor Gatto, G-A-T-T-O. Cannot recommend something more important to understand. We now must pull our children out of school. We have a de facto corporate government. The schools are incorporated. Your school boards are incorporated. They have taken grant money, and they have signed the contracts to advance these Common Core curriculums. I know there are many groups across the country that are fighting legislatively to try to stop and change the curriculum. Well, even if we could and were able to change the curriculum, which is, of course, the teaching in science programs of invented global warming, the lack of teaching our children how to write cursive any longer, and all of the other aspects of disinformation and indoctrination and mind control, we have to look at the fact that all of the schools now have wireless tablets that the children learn on. This is creating the destruction of their physical DNA. This is a slow genocide. So even if you put the slow genocide of the weaponized tablets that the children are now being taught in schools that are being given by the Bill Gates Foundation and others that have massive strings of instruction attached to them, you have to look now at the pornographic sexualization and the traumatization through sex that our children will very soon be experiencing. I can recommend that all of you watch the Kathy O'Brien YouTube. In that YouTube, she will describe to you the process of traumatizing the children. Also, on StopTheCrime.net, we have an invaluable 13-page document. It is extremely disturbing. It is entitled Project Monarch, Nazi Mind Control. Again, Project Monarch, Nazi Mind Control. And you will understand mind control through traumatization of sexualization and legally trying at this time in our experience here to legalize rape, pedophilia, and child pornography. This is the intention now. We're rolling forward into a diabolical sexualization and raping legally of our children, both minds and physically. We can no longer put our children in school. And I think once you look at the YouTube that I recommended, again, that YouTube is Weapons of Mass Instruction by John Taylor Gatto. While he does not explain the sexualization, just that YouTube alone explains other aspects of why you don't want your children in school. We must help to keep our children out, to protect the last shreds of humanity while we still have the opportunity to do so. I want to also explain, through the new green economy and the new required energy codes to reduce your CO2 emissions, again, all based on invented falsified science, to create a new global market for massive profits. The new green global economy is based on enforcement. The new jobs are going to be jobs of people that will be enforcing the implementation of reducing your greenhouse gas emissions on every structure on the planet. Now, what do I mean by that? I'm going to say it this way. Every single structure in the United States and elsewhere are out of compliance. They do not meet the required energy reduction requirements to reduce your CO2 emissions. For an example, here in Northern California, in Sonoma County, where I am, we have the most aggressive target dates to reduce our CO2 emissions. We must reduce our emissions by 25% below 1990 levels by the end of 2015. What does that look like? Well, hiring additional code enforcement officers, the illusion of companies offering free in-home energy audits. Do not agree to an in-home energy audit. All of the data that is collected when you allow someone in your home is going on the Department of Energy's massive data collection, and they will track your structure, your home, your office building, your industrial building, your church, whatever the structure may be, so that they can then send out code enforcement to levy fines and penalties against anyone who has not given certification that they have met current required retrofitting in the structures. This is the creation of a new business model for the global elite, all based on false science. So I can't underscore again, watching the YouTube that we did, it was an emergency town hall meeting that we gave, and again, the name of that YouTube is Who is Running America and the Climate Action Plans. We describe in there what I have just said very quickly right now. Again, do not consent to a free in-home energy audit. Do not consent to any in-home energy anything. I know many people believe, and of course it's good, to reduce your use of electricity and any possibility to improve your home environment by changing out windows, etc. But the first round of required changeouts here in Northern California is the requirement to put solar on our roofs. Also the requirement to create cool roofs. The requirement to add insulation, window replacement, and replacement of all inefficient appliances. So any appliance, and this includes your bathroom fans, your thermostats in your home that are not ENERGY STAR rated, are inefficient. An interesting fact about ENERGY STAR is they do not manufacture gas appliances. And in the Santa Rosa Climate Action Plan, which is in California, it says that we are no longer to use gas appliances. So you need to be concerned about that as well. Further restriction of our ability to access energy resources. Now, it's important also to watch the YouTube. origins of oil. Origins of oil. Many of you realize how science has been invented. It has. Our petroleum has never come from fossil fuels. They have all of us believing that our petroleum has come from dead dinosaurs. The Earth makes petroleum. Petroleum is a renewable energy resource. We were never taught that in school because the opportunity for the controllers to create a massive controlled market based on the illusion of a finite resource has served their goals of massive, massive profits on our ignorance. The same thing applies with water. Right now in California, as in many areas throughout the planet, they have created massive droughts. And in California, in so doing, the fear-mongering of creating these droughts, they are creating the fear that we are running out of water. It is important to understand that we are not running out of water. And I can't emphasize the importance of going to this website and researching this, downloading these flyers and spreading them far and wide. Primary water is why we do not have a water shortage. We cannot let the PSYOPS media campaign frighten us about the scarcity of water. The Earth is the water planet and is continuously producing water from within the mantle. In fact, as I said, water is renewable, and we have an abundance of water. And as in all of the false invented science, why are the corporate government agencies doing this? Of course, to create false science and water scarcity, and to create the fear that we're running out of water, we are running out of oil, we're running out of everything. The goal is, of course, control and massive profits for the corporate global structure and creating compliance to water monitoring and required reduced water use, charging higher costs, all based upon our ignorance of where water really comes from. And what we now see, certainly here in the San Joaquin Valley in California, that was always considered the breadbasket for not only California, but parts of the United States. Many people are forfeiting their farms and ranches and their livelihoods, believing that they are out of water due to the drought. That is not true. They can access primary water, but the drilling companies are not aware of primary water, and it is a big secret, just as geoengineering, the deliberate weather modification globally, is a secret. We are being confined in a cage due to secrets, and the information is there. It does not need to be a secret, and you must help expose this and educate every single one you know while we have the mental capacity to do so. Primary water is in abundance, and we must start thinking about water by looking down instead of up. We have a YouTube, a critical YouTube, we recommend you look at, and please help send it out far and wide. It is entitled Primary Water Explained. Again, Primary Water Explained. And it is a companion YouTube to Water Crisis Hoax. Water Crisis Hoax. Please help us get these water facts out far and wide. You can go to stopthecrime.net. Again, under the banner head at the top, we have a primary water link. You can download half-page double-sided flyers and start distributing them to everyone you know. You can start distributing them by letting everyone know this is good news. This is the best piece of good news that we have to get out right now, is the abundance of water, and to not be frightened about the fear campaign that we have a water shortage. We do not. Again, primary water is good news and will provide us with all the water we need. You will learn as you look at also the primarywaterinstitute.org. Again, that is primarywaterinstitute.org. You will learn why Israel was able to populate as it has been able to. It's in a desert. And in the early 50s, they contracted with primary water experts in order to locate primary water so they could populate Israel. Muammar Gaddafi also discovered primary water when they were drilling for oil, and it became the Great Man-Made River Project. The Great Man-Made River Project. Sadly, but for a while at least, the opportunity that the Libyan people were given by the primary water was that they were given the water for free, because the government in Libya at the time used the oil revenue to build this billions and billions of dollars worth of this great man-made river project, which, by the way, was the eighth wonder of the world. Well, again, I would recommend you go to our website, primarywater.org. You will sadly learn that the Great Man-Made River Project was blown up during the attack by NATO, a.k.a. the major superpowers, and brought Libya to its knees. They were supplied by free water. The Libyan people were given free water due to the oil revenue, and the primary water supplied 70% of the water that the Libyan people used. Primary water is the reason that you see springs bubbling up endlessly. Primary water is where the geysers spray up constantly. Primary water is what we hear about oases. That is the forced reality that once the hydrogen and oxygen deep within the earth forms vapor and then becomes water, it's forced to surface. And in fact, you will learn on Primary Water Explained how that works. I will add this. It is common knowledge with those that understand the force that is put against the mantle of the earth by the requirement for the primary water to surface, that is one of the reasons we have earthquakes. In fact, at the end of August of 2014, in Napa, N-A-P-A, in Northern California, there was a 6.0 earthquake. And suddenly, during the heights of the deceptive drought, dried creeks and streams started to flow with water. And that was because the quake displaced some of the fractured material and allowed the water to surface. And in fact, one of the Napa Water Agency wells became an artesian well. Now, the water experts have gotten to primary water all over the world. There are primary water wells globally. You're not supposed to know about this. You're not supposed to know that we have an endless, bountiful supply of pure, clean, pollution-free drinking water. Sadly, all the water that we have been given is from the secondary water cycle, rain and snowmelt. That is heavily polluted. And of course, when it washes down on the earth and collects in our streams and rivers and in the various containment infrastructure that we've built, it's heavily polluted water. The access to primary water increases our IQ. And that was demonstrated in the late 1800s and early 1900s out of Hungary, where there was a rash of brilliant child prodigies that later became scientists. You can type in and look up the scientist in Hungary, because they were drinking what they called the mother's milk of the earth, which was primary water. We must get to primary water. We are being defeated by intentionally poisoning every aspect of our consumer way in which we think we must survive. We need to understand the truth. And in order to survive, we're going to need to understand the truth. And it's important to know that we have many, many, many challenges, but we have the good news of accessing water. And right now in California, they are implementing new well drilling moratoriums. And also we're experiencing along the coastline increased salinity. In other words, we're seeing that the ocean is intruding in and along our coastlines, along farm and rural areas, and there is a high level of salinity, saltwater intrusion. Now, this is happening by and large because of the over-pumped groundwater basins. Certainly, as they're telling us, there are many straws in the ground that are causing over-pumping of groundwater basins. Those basins need and could easily be recharged by directing and accessing primary water. A very simple thing in the context of solving the what they call sea level rise along our coastlines. When we have a vacancy of an aquifer because it has been overpumped, the ocean will fill in those places. We simply have to create the opposing freshwater in those depleted aquifers, and that would stop. We could mitigate that. So now you know, you need to go to primarywater.org, download flyers, get this good news out far and wide, and do your own research. These are the water facts. Now I'm going to move into a very alarming document that we have uncovered. Now it's alarming only in the context that it is in their words, and it's everything that many of you already know. But when you look at this, it is telling us what is going to happen on out to the year 2045. And again, go to stopthecrime.net, click on the link under the banner entitled Global Strategic War Plans. You are going to see several maps that will show you the areas of conflict globally that are planned. These are plans. Now, what is this Global Strategic War Plan? Well, it is a strategic trends program out to 2045, and there's another one out to 2036. They tell us that there are five of these plans. We have only been able to find two at this moment. But I can tell you about this plan. It is from the Ministry of Defense out of the UK, and they tell us this. The Development Concepts and Doctrine Center Strategic Trends Program is a continuous program of research that seeks to provide policymakers with a context for long-term decision-making. This is the fifth edition of the Global Strategic Trends, and it builds upon previous editions and a respected body of work that benefits from continual engagement with wide range of contributors from academia, business, and government, both domestically in the UK and internationally. The extent of across UK government engagement, together with increased levels of international consultation and peer review, are particular strengths of this edition. These are global government think tanks, and this is the global banking cartel meeting to strategize our futures on out to 2045. This is a false timeline, because much of what you will read in this document is already occurring. But I can tell you, these think tanks plot daily, 24/7, against all of us. They have shifts. They don't take holidays or vacations. And this plan will illustrate in a very diabolical context of what is planned with the advanced technologies. In fact, many of you would be interested. We are doing a show. I have a Rinse Radio Network radio show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. You can listen to the archives of that show on the homepage of stopthecrime.net. Just scroll down a little ways. you will see the Rinse Radio logo, and above that you can click on Deborah Tavares and Stop the Crime Archives. I will tell you, we have some interviews that are absolutely imperative for all of you to listen to. I would particularly listen to the interview that we did on implantable microchipping and mind control, and we did that interview on January the 7th of 2015. So as you scroll down to the archives, you could select that date. Now, how it works with the documents that are discussed during the interviews that I do, if you click on Hot Radio Show Topics, we will have a week of, and you can correlate the documents for the programs with those sections under Hot Radio Show Topics. Of course, the Hot Radio Show Topics and documents in and of itself are a must review for everyone that is listening. Again, we seek to provide the best information, the most critical information, in the words of the perpetrators and in the words of the whistleblowers who are now, in many instances, deceased. But we must honor them by carrying their effort forward to let us know what they found out. So I'm going to discuss this global strategic war plan in more detail. It's important to understand that Monsanto is not going away. Under the false illusion of limited water resources and the fact that they're telling us that our agriculture practices are no longer sustainable and are requiring and increasing CO2 emissions, they're telling us that the only response to the declining water supply and our outdated agricultural growing of food is, in order to survive, we're going to have to eat GM food. But not to worry, they're also looking at 3D printing of our food. This is discussed. Many of you have heard about 3D printers being used. This is the transformation of global manufacturing. This is going to be a continued asset stripping and elimination of all small businesses. We have a very important YouTube up that I would recommend all of you take a look at. It's entitled Technology, Extinction of Humanity. Again, Technology, Extinction of Humanity. We attended a electronics seminar, IEEE, which stands for Institute for Electrical and Electronic Engineers, and they talked about the global transformation and how when FedEx comes to your door to deliver an item that you've ordered, they will print it for you there on site. So those that are not able to transform with these new technologies will simply fall by the wayside. Now, this is again addressed in this Global Trends Report because it talks about the absolute chaos of the inability for the young people in particular to get jobs. The young people are going to become disenfranchised. They're not going to have jobs. They're going to become exceedingly and increasingly angry at the older people that will at the moment continue to control policy because of their monetary positions. But the young people will be literally adding increased chaos to the streets, and I will discuss that more in a moment. These are other aspects of this global strategic war plan. Again, by knowing these things, you can alert your neighbors and get this information out in your communities at meetings that you attend and attempt to create a safer environment for your loved ones, your family members, and your community as a whole by knowing the intentions and the goals of these plans. So these plans contain the fact that there will be information chips implanted in our brains. This is why I recommend, again, you watch the archive of my program on the Rinse Radio Network, January the 7th. We are talking about implants, global implants. We are exposing a man that is now deceased and his involvement with creating the chips, and the fact that Siemens set up an enormous manufacturing company in the Silicon Valley and literally made billions and billions of chips. And they closed that manufacturing company down, and it is the presenter of this YouTube, William Powlett, that most of the military has been implanted with these chips. This report also talks about the electromagnetic pulse weapons, and the middle class is becoming revolutionary because, of course, we are being asset stripped, and our homes and our properties are being stolen now and going to be red tagged because properties will not conform to the requirements to reduce CO2 emissions. So there is going to be revolutionary responses from people. Also, as far as water is concerned, we discovered in another YouTube that I have that I would recommend everybody listen to, and please get this out far and wide. It's entitled Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Again, a YouTube entitled Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. In that YouTube, you will find the Department of Defense has a conflict map of areas of anticipated gun battles over the loss of their water supply. You will also find in that YouTube the intentional poisoning of the water supply by mega corporations that have been using the United States to vaccinate the lands with toxic chemicals to hide poisons by injecting them into the ground. There are over 680,000 toxic injection sites throughout the United States, of which over 2,500 are in California alone. And above and beyond the toxic injection sites throughout the country, which, by the way, cause earthquakes, which is also discussed in that YouTube. We have all the documents in that YouTube. They know exactly what they are doing. They are causing earthquakes, and they could alleviate the magnitude of the earthquakes by also allowing the primary water to exit for our use. However, we know that that is not the case. The privatization of water is now number one priority of the global elites for massive and complete global government control. Again, the YouTube that I recommend you share far and wide. Again, it's entitled Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. So getting back to the document, the Trends Report, the Global Strategic War Plan, it's about revolution, flash mobs, brain chips, and it is a very grim vision of our future. Now, if we understand this, again, we can make different decisions in many ways of what our future will be, but we will not be able to make different decisions if we do not understand the plans. So this is a 202-page document that I would recommend you read on StopTheCrime.net and download it, highlight it, start understanding what the plans are for you. They also talk about populations of countries in the Middle East will be increasing by 320%. The population in other countries will be declining because of reduced infertility problems. Again, flash mobs, groups rapidly mobilizing by criminal gangs and by terrorist groups. I'm going to underscore, we are the terrorists. Anyone that is not following this invented government, the illusion of representation, the de facto corporate government structure that is enslaving all of us globally, if you will not believe that global warming is a fact when it is in fact invented, if you will not believe that water is a finite resource, then you are a terrorist. So it's important to understand how you have been defined by Senate Report 93549. Senate Report 93549. has identified all of us in the United States as terrorists. Pretty obviously so, because we are being flown over daily by toxic dumps of chemtrails, not only changing the weather, but changing the DNA, dropping self-replicating nanofibers, viruses, mildews, molds, funguses, the list is endless. Also poisoning our water supply with fluoride and chloride and other kinds of toxins, and poisoning our food supply. It's obvious we are not represented other than being represented for the demise of the human family by the global elite. So it's very important now to shift your brains, get out of the denial that many have sadly been in. The more people that we can broaden their thinking and enhance their education with the truth, the safer our communities will be around us as this continues to escalate and become the avalanche that we see occurring. So again, I'm going to read more about this document. Many things. They're talking about the mega cities, of which there will be about 280 mega cities. They talk about, because of the trends of moving into the cities, that will cause massive internal chaos as people collide on top of one another, increase stress on infrastructure and all resources if these cities, these mega cities, are not managed properly. So what do they mean about not being managed properly? Well, of course, increased surveillance, thought police, mind control, and managing resources. In other words, reducing your access to food and water to manage the population, along with implants and mind control and forced vaccinations, and the list is endless as they intend to corral us into a box canyon for mass control and total submission by all of us. Now, I'm going to read a few other critical technologies that many of us are unaware of that is disclosed in this document as well. And I do outline that in the YouTube I mentioned earlier. Again, technology, extinction of humanity. Many of these technologies were discussed in San Mateo at that meeting that we attended. But right now, I am reading from the Global Strategic War Plan out to 2045, and it tells us this. The availability of natural resources such as rare earth elements is often vital for many of the new technologies and the advanced products that we see rolling out. The other critical materials are to remain key in enabling technological progress. However, these rare earth materials are often only available from a limited number of sources, although physical depletion is not generally considered a threat. Now, I want you to remember this. The rare earth materials that they are uncovering by slave labor in many parts of Africa to create the new technologies, they say, is not a concern about the resource depletion. So again, we're probably going to start hearing that these rare earth minerals are being depleted. But these rare earth minerals are bringing down society through a technological death trap by making these technologies. But I'm again going to continue reading. So the rare earth supplies are available, and there's not a concern. They say physical depletion is not generally considered a threat to supply. Other factors such as access, environmental impact, and ethical issues such as explosive mining practices are concerns. They're telling you they're concerns. No, there are no concerns on the human death toll that mounds up based on their mining practices of enslaving groups of young African boys and women and children and adults in these mining practices. I'm continuing. The discovery of alternative materials offers improved efficiency, reliability, and longevity, will produce demand for some traditional materials and outlive them and replace them. And it will lead to increases in other types of materials. And here are some of the technological advances that they already have that they have not allowed our access to. First is graphene paper, and that's spelled G-R-A-P-H-E-N-E. Graphene is a, they tell us here, it is a flexible and inexpensive to produce, stronger than steel. Now, graphene is set to replace what we know as solar. Graphene will replace solar panels in that it is 50 to 100 times more effective than the solar panels that we have right now. Remember, what we're being given has already has advanced technology replacements, far more efficient for far less money. And graphene, they say, is the replacement for a range of conventional and existing composite structural materials. And again, it's far stronger than those available today. And graphene has sensors in it with greater sensitivity and accuracy. Again, this is all part of the massive surveillance technologies that are being unrolled on us now. They also talk about magnetic shape memory alloys, materials that change shape and mechanical properties when a magnetic field is applied. They go on to tell us that applications will be limited to a small scale due to the challenge of integrating the required high magnetic field system. In other words, with the increasing silent weapon system of warfare using electromagnetic frequencies, they can literally anticipate changing the shape of alloy materials. They also talk about self-repairing metal, metal that responds to damage by healing itself, such as nickel and super alloys with defects, and they can heal and repair cracks. They go on to tell us that they have programmable matter, M-A-T-T-E-R, programmable matter, materials that can be programmed to alter themselves at the molecular level into various shapes and then disassemble to form entirely new shapes. They go on to tell us that these compounds that can reform the shape of components in real time, similar to holograms, could allow the remote projection of a replica of a person or object, or enable robots to change size to navigate narrow passages or around obstacles. Yes, this is the Terminator. These are the movies that we've been seeing. These are the technologies that they have, and they are going to roll out upon all of us. They go on to tell us about this new technology. It's called jelly-forming polymers, so effective that a kilogram of the compound will turn a water within an Olympic-sized swimming pool into jelly. Now, why would they want to be able to turn water in a swimming pool into jelly or have the capability to do that? Well, I can certainly think of a lot of reasons that they would want to certainly turn reservoirs into jelly. Heaven knows what these diabolical plans will lead us to. But they go on to tell us that they have nanospheres. These nanospheres are transparent material. Transparent material made of self-assembling nanospheres that is the stiffest organic material ever creating, surpassing the properties of stainless steel and even Kevlar. They tell us this is a revolutionary improvements in body armor will be created, with the potential for new ways to customize products, such as painted on body armor, a component for strengthening existing metals and composites, creating medical implants. Now, none of us have been asked about these products and how they will be used. None of us have been informed. You have been now. These reports are not the trends reports that you're hearing many people talk about looking forward to the economy. While this does include the economy, which is being devastated, these are the real strategic trends programs of think tanks through the Ministry of Defense and all of the global powers, scientists and academia global wide. I cannot underscore the need for you to take a look at this document and the other documents that build into this, as well as downloading the NASA war plan that we have on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net. While we've had that there for several years, we've done many YouTubes on that NASA war plan. You can look that up on YouTube, the NASA war plan. I'm explaining some of the aspects of this plan. The NASA war plan is and does represent some of the science that they've had for a very long time. And it dovetails into some of the unimaginable things that you've just heard me talk about. Now understand, they are corralling us into mega cities where they anticipate massive chaos on every level, massive unemployment to the youth. That is why I cannot underscore the importance of watching that YouTube I recommended. Again, weapons of mass instruction. You must pull your children out of school. They are learning nothing but disinformation and invented science. And the only hope that school is now are presenting is the idea of a future job. When you look at these reports, you will realize, and you know now, there are no future jobs. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. Please get this program out far and wide. Matt, I want to thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, and we always learn so much from you. You know, I heard about those nanospheres and those self-organizing polymers from a show I did with another researcher up in Canada, Brian Peltier, and he demonstrated that these polymers are being put into the chemtrails. And these are things that we are breathing in. So it really benefits everyone to think about detoxification, you know, drawing these particles out of the body, especially the Mogellans that's within the chemtrails as well. You know, you can go back to my shows on nwodor.com and look for a show I did with Dr. Gwen Scott about Mogellans, and you'll learn how to remove them. But so we've got about 2 minutes left, Deborah. Tell us again, how do we get your information? And thank you for being with us every month on UnitedWeStrike.com. We appreciate your participation.
Well, absolutely, Matt. Thank you. Again, this is Deborah Tavares with www.stopthecrime.net. All documents are free downloads. Again, the phone number to call if you're not able to download is area code 707-586-9558. And take a look at all of the links that we have posted at the top of the homepage at StopTheCrime.net. These documents are real. They're in their words, and you need to prepare and create the awareness and the education that you need in order to emotionally survive what is ahead of us, because of course the idea is to create emotional instability, identify us as being mentally ill, and then incarcerate us in mental institutions giving us psychotropic drugs.
Again, it's not FEMA camps.
Well, mental hospitals and being drugged will be one aspect of incarceration. We're being incarcerated in our homes due to the smart meters, all of the smart appliances that will be tracking and surveilling everything we do. All of the new electronics that we see rolling out are nothing but weapons of war. They're selling us candy-coated weapons, like we would give a child candy. Naturally, that child would gourmandize that candy and become ill. We as adults are gourmandizing the elite's candy, and these are silent weapons systems wrapped up in technologies that are tracking, monitoring, and destroying us.
That's why we have shows like this. Appreciate the time today, Deborah. We need to wrap it up. Okay, folks, stay tuned. We've got Dr. Rima Lebo and General Stubblebine coming on, talking about the Natural Solutions Foundation and how it's being attacked. Thanks again, Deborah. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You're listening to UnitedWeStrike.com Radio. Don't buy. Don't comply. That's why. UnitedWeStrike.com Radio.
Everywhere I look, I see run-down places, miserable faces, while children play in dirt. And there's no food or water. Everywhere I hear stock market crashes, false flag terror, and orchestrated wars I hear. Lots of negative language and thinking. I'm sick of these rules.
You're listening to UnitedWeStrike.com Radio. Don't buy, don't comply. That's why. UnitedWeStrike.com Radio.